Proud to be local. Brought to you by CFM is our local inspirational feature highlighting homegrown Coromandel Peninsula folks doing wonderful things out in the world. Tony Payne.
Where are you living now and how long have you been there?
I've been living in London since 2008, most recently in the northeast, not far from Stratford where the Summer Olympics were held in 2012.
Where on the Coromandel did you grow up?
I grew up in Whitianga from the age of around 5 and did all my schooling there, Mercury Bay Area School.
Highlights since you finished school?
I lived in Hakuba, Japan for a few months when I was 18, which cemented my love of travel. After that, I finished my law degree, was admitted as a barrister and solicitor, and worked for a few years in law firms in Auckland before moving to London and working as a financial services lawyer. I completed a Master of Laws while in the UK and qualified as a solicitor. My biggest highlight, though, is my little boy, who was born in 2015. We became the proud owners of a puppy a couple of years ago, and that is a highlight or a lowlight, depending on what mischief he's caused that day.
How do you spend your days now?
My days are hectic, involving rushing from home to school to work to school and home again, with dog walks in between. My most recent role is Private Secretary to the General Counsel at the Financial Conduct Authority, which regulates banks, insurers, etc. My Private Secretary role is as a civil service role where I support the General Counsel as the head of the legal division. When there is downtime, my little boy and I might travel to Europe for a week or get down to Bournemouth or Cornwall with the dog for some beach time. Bournemouth doesn't really compete with New Zealand beaches, but New Quay has some great waves for boogie boarding.
What about the culture where you are? What do you like the most?
London does Christmas well. It's so dark that all the lights look magical. There's ice skating plus winter markets, including a Christmas tree market in my local park. I've even grown to like the pantomimes. Theatre is amazing here, and there are lots of big events and festivals, including Glastonbury.
What are you most proud of?
Over the pandemic, I worked on litigation between the FCA and insurers in relation to business interruption claims caused by the pandemic. We obtained a judgment from the Supreme Court in record time that led to well over $1 billion in claims being paid to businesses across the UK. I'm also most proud of creating a loving and happy home for me and Liam.
What are your fondest memories of home?
Watching the bay for birds, working, and insisting Dad drop what he was doing and take me out to catch kahawai. Taking the bait catcher down to Mother Brown's Creek. I also remember riding farm ponies through the local forests and at the pony club, and even at school once. Going across the road to swim at Buffalo Beach. I wore a lot of no mining, no bombing Mururoa Atoll, save the whales t-shirts, and I recall writing a poem for the French president that he would have not enjoyed if he ever read it.
Have you been back home recently? Impressions?
I go home twice a year and we always fit some time in Whitianga so I can unwind by the sea and Liam can swim at the beaches and fish off the wharf. The town has changed. I'm a big fan of the plane access to Auckland, even though I'm a nervous flyer. It's better than the drive. Also, Tecoma Oysters, passing the oyster farm, was the good thing about the recent road closure. The wharf has never looked the same to me since the club rooms were taken down.
Who are you looking forward to catching up with next time you're home?
My parents, who have a ball keeping Liam busy at the beach and spoiling him with donuts. I try to see my friend Jane when I'm home too. We grew up around the corner from each other and almost all my memories involve her and her family. It's lovely to spend time together catching up and saying hello to Jim and Bev again.
What advice would you give a younger you?
Learn to surf.
Biggest life lesson so far?
Stand up for yourself and others and what you believe in. It's worth it.